That's B2K and P Diddy called Bump Bump Bump. It's out next week. Do you like that, Tony?
Yeah, very much. Very much, yeah. I love that, love that. Hey, you know when Pete Waterman comes in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is he giving away fish or not?
No, so you were saying something about this. You were saying that he's obsessed with fish.
He likes fish, yeah. He's koi and stuff like that, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I like my, you know, my fair share of fish, but, yeah, you know,
I mean, a lot of fish at home.
I always think, you know, too much fish kind of puts you off a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I think you can never have enough fish, really.
Really?
I mean, I've got a pond at home, and we got about 40, 45 fish in there, and they're, you know, very happy, very happy.
But you wouldn't eat those fish?
Oh, no. They're swimming around there, and I obviously wouldn't, because being a vegetarian, I don't eat fish, but I wouldn't dream of eating them, but... Pete is particularly, he's got some very, very valuable fish as well.
And he doesn't eat them?
No, I don't think so, no, because it's too expensive, you know. I mean, okay. If he had a meal, it would be probably about 2,000 quid's worth.
Well, that's
with
a lot
chips,
of fish.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, not the chips, but I mean, with the fish, you know.
Sure. So you're a proper vegetarian?
Yes, I am, yeah. I don't eat anything that's got a head on it.
Really?
That's the way.
Oh, you'd be all right with a pint of lager at our local.
Oh, yes, yeah. I mean,
so why did you choose to become a vegetarian?
Well, when I was a youngster, when I was 5 years old, I went on a farm, and what was dished up on my plate, I realised was a chicken, and I'd been chatting to it.
Right.
Well, I hadn't been chatting to it. I was just sort of, it was a very, quite a nice chicken, and I didn't want to eat something I'd been admiring walking around that afternoon, really.
You fancied this chicken.
I didn't fancy
this chicken. Tony, maybe that's what went wrong at Radio 1.
No, I mean, the chicken.
Those other DJs were bringing birds. In. You were bringing live birds in.
No, it wasn't that. No, that wasn't it at all. I mean, it was a very...
butty first thing in the morning. A nice sausage sandwich.
Well, you can get a lot of very good vegetarian sausages and things like that now, you know.
Nice big steak.
Well, you can get vegetarian steak, you know. It's no problem. Oh, wow. No problem at all. But, I mean, you know, I don't think there's any necessity to, but I don't preach it. Anybody who wants to have a nice... juicy steak, go ahead. It doesn't bother me in the slightest, you know?
Oh, I tell you.
You're obviously a steak man.
Do you know what it is? I love animals, but also I love the way they taste. I've got to be honest. Now, I'm sorry, but I really, you know, I mean, you know, it's an old line, it's been said before, but if I'm hungry, I'll eat a panda sandwich.
I couldn't turn you on to a vegetarian sausage, then. I mean, you come back to my place, I'll show you a few of them.
You couldn't turn me on to a vegetarian sausage. Do you know, I'm going to abandon this link now, Tony, because I don't know where it's going. If I'm having any sausages, there'll be meat, thank you. No, calm down,
enough.
Alan.
Fair enough.
Hi, Scott Mills. I'm